It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On today's show, we are focusing on the response to COVID-19 at the local and the state level. During the first part of the program, we're going to be joined by a pair of leaders from Adventist Health Sonora, the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Alex Hurd, and the Operations Executive, Tyler Newton. Then later in the show, we'll hear an update from the State Senator for District 8, which covers the Motherlode, Andreas Borges, who will fill us in on what's happening at the state level to combat coronavirus. But first, an update from Adventist Health Sonora and Dr. Hurd and Mr. Newton. Thank you so much for joining us by telephone this morning.
Thank you, BJ. Pleasure to be here.
I'll pose my first question to Dr. Hurd. You know, what's been taking place at Adventist Health Sonora over the past couple of weeks in response to COVID-19?
So in the past couple of weeks, we have basically been in a massive preparation phase, and we're trying to design our planning for the COVID-19, first and foremost, to protect the safety of our patients, our associates, and our providers. And most of our decisions have had those core values at the center of our planning. And we have looked at how to be really good stewards of our supply line, because that probably is the most challenging hurdle in this whole event. As things occur over the nation, how do we protect our local sort of supplies and be good stewards of what we have? And to that end, we have done many changes at Adventist Health Sonora, which you may notice. Patients calling in may notice that they've been directed to telephone visits, again, to protect them from being exposed if they had to come to the clinic. We have set up a testing site with some triage lines so that we can direct patients who might be at risk for having COVID to the appropriate location to get screened and evaluated, not necessarily tested, and we'll talk about that later, but to be screened. And we have modified the visitor policy so that we can reduce the number of people who are coming in and out of the building, again, to protect healthy people coming in from the community and to protect our associates and the patients who are in the hospital. We have done efforts to modify even our pharmacy deliveries. So at the pharmacies, we've set up some curbside deliveries. So if folks call in and call the pharmacy, we will arrange a way to bring the prescription to their door so they don't have to get out and get exposed. And we have started to do some surge planning within the hospital so that we have strategies if we get a increased number of patients. We're ready for that.
And Mr. Newton, can you elaborate a little bit more about the supply at the hospital when it comes to supplies for healthcare providers? Because I know that's been a big question nationwide. You know, how are things looking right now when it comes to Adventist Health Sonora?
We're actually feeling really good on our supplies. When this whole thing started 2-3 weeks ago, we did a lot of work very proactively to secure supplies, so that way we had a good stockpile, and we've continued to open up creative supply lines. So at this point, you know, in the news you hear a lot about N95s, you hear a lot about surgical masks, face shields. As it stands now, we have around 2 months worth of supplies. So we're also working on opening up some additional supply lines to keep those channels open. One of the advantages, honestly, about being part of Adventist Health, a larger healthcare system, is the ability to leverage our size to secure supplies. One of the things that Adventist Health is also doing is shifting supplies and staff depending on where the surge happens. So if we have a market in one of a different community that has a surge and needs supplies, or vice versa, if we experience a surge and we're low on a certain supply, we can kind of borrow from each other. And that's definitely one great advantage of being part of Adventist Health.
Looking at that issue of surge capacity, can you say at this point in time, is it you're looking at, you know, there at Adventist Health Sonora on the campus, or looking at all options, different areas that could treat patients?
We are. We're looking at a variety of different options. We've run through a lot of what-if scenarios. The good thing that we're experiencing right now is the social distancing. All indicators at this point seem to point that it's working, especially in the state of California. It's been 2 weeks since Governor Newsom instituted the stay-at-home order, and so we're starting to see the benefit of that. We have not seen a surge here at the hospital, but we are really planning for every contingency, and we have a lot of very talented providers and teams working on making sure that we can accommodate a surge if it does come.
And Mr. Newton, I've heard people in the community ask the question, you know, what can I do to help? If people are interested in helping during this moment, are there things that they can do with Adventist Health Sonora?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. And first, I would start off by saying that we are just overwhelmed and appreciative of the outpouring of support that we've experienced from the community, whether it's donations of surgical masks. We've had construction companies donate their N95s. We've had people donate supplies. There's just been a huge outpouring of support from the community. So the first thing that I would say that people can do is to support our healthcare workers and support the hospital, is at this point, continue to practice social distancing. That has really helped slow the spread of COVID-19. So stay home, stay healthy. We do have a donation location open at our philanthropy office. That's available through our website to find out the location and hours. And then communities can also, community members can actually donate through our Project Hope Fund. And those funds will directly go to individuals in our community who need that support. So once again, I'd say check our website, AdventistHealthSonora.org/give, to look at those giving opportunities available.
Turn back over to Dr. Hurd as the Chief Medical Officer. I know a lot of people have questions about how testing works. So can you explain a little bit about how tests are given out and if there are certain requirements to give out a test?
Yes. So currently the capacity to test nationwide is limited. We have the advantage at Adventist Health Sonora that we just started our own in-house testing this week. So that allows us, for folks who are hospitalized, the sickest patients, to be rapidly tested within about 3 hours to get some clarity on whether they have it or not. Other folks who may be at risk for COVID-19, they go through a screening process that really will help identify the ones who truly need to be screened. And those get sent out, and the test is now coming back within sort of the next day.
So those get sent out of county, and then they return back? Is it that type of thing?
That's correct. They go through the public health process.
And so number of tests, I know there's nationwide that's been a concern. Are there more tests, you think, going to be coming to the hospital in the near term?
That's part of that nationwide supply issue. And as hot spots pop up in different parts of the country, a lot of the resources are being directed there to take care of the sickest patients. We are both fortunate and unfortunate in Sonora that we are relatively healthy, but we do not yet have the capability to test everybody. And as more come online, we'll change our plan.
You know, what are kind of the general symptoms of COVID-19 that people should be aware of that they most typically would have?
In the evidence that we've had from around the country, the most common symptoms are a dry cough with some chest pain and some fever. They have not really seen it with sore throats or headaches or rashes or other things. It's that dry cough, chest pain, with or without fever. We do have, for anybody who is having those concerns, there will be on the webpage for Adventist Health Sonora a symptom checker, still in the works of getting that up and running. And we do have an advice line, so if people call their physician offices, they'll be directed to our triage line, which can help screen them over the phone. And that's open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6.
For people who don't have a primary physician, who often go to urgent care or the emergency room, are you still encouraging people to call ahead to make sure you call before you just show up at the door?
Yes, please, because that will allow us to protect both the patients and the staff. If they call ahead, the process is that they will be directed to the right site. They will actually be met in their car. They don't get out of their car, we'll come to you. And we'll come to you with the right protective gear, and we'll come to you with the right screening questions, and then we can direct your care from there to the appropriate location.
You know, if you have a patient at Adventist Health Sonora who has symptoms of COVID-19 or maybe has been confirmed with COVID-19, what are kind of the steps or the actions that are taken at the hospital level to try to prevent it from spreading to other areas of the hospital?
Sure. So we isolate these folks, and we get them in a mask, and then we get them into a room that can have an isolated space. Everybody who interacts with them will have full protective equipment. That's why we minimize the visitors and minimize the entrance into the room, just so that doesn't spread to anybody else.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking about the local and state response to COVID-19 on this weekend's Motherlode Views. During this first segment, we've been talking with Dr. Alex Hurd, who's a chief medical officer for Adventist Health Sonora, and Adventist Health Sonora's operations executive, Tyler Newton. We'll continue more with this conversation in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.